title of our message is Statement of Faith. Holy Spirit of God, open our ears and our minds to your statement of faith. Strengthen our faith and our obedience to your will for our short lives in anticipation of the glory of the coming redemption. In the name of our Lamb of Sacrifice, we pray. Amen. Reading from Mark 12, verse 28 through 34. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him, and saying, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Israel's statement of faith is found in Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. In the Hebrew language, it reads, "Sitna, Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad." This is translated into the English language as, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Children from the earliest ages in Israel were taught by their mothers that expression, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Mothers rocking their Jewish babies at 3 months old, at 6 months old. As Mama was rocking the baby, Mama sang to the baby what they call the Shema. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Now there is an interesting experience that occurred during the Second World War. Mothers continued during the war to teach their children, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. They did not want their Jewish children to lose their sense of identity. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 is one of the first verses that a Jewish child is taught as soon as he or she learns to speak. Even before they learned to speak, they were taught this phrase. During the war, many Jewish parents, knowing that they would be transported to prison camps and die, put their children in orphanages. Some of these orphanages were run by Catholic priests and nuns. The idea of the Jewish parents was, this could save our children, and after the war, they would be reunited with us if we got out of the prison camp alive, or if we don't, with relatives or other Jewish families. When the war ended and thousands of Jews came back from these terrible, horrific prison camps, many, of course, died. Over 6 million died in these prison camps. When many of them came back, they looked for their children, but they could not find them. On one occasion, two rabbis came to a Catholic orphanage, and they said to the priest who was at the orphanage, "We would like to look for Jewish children here." He said, "There are no Jewish children here at all. You are mistaken. There are no Jewish children here." The rabbis left. The priest would not let them come into the orphanage to inquire and discover if there were Jewish children. They came back in the evening and they said, "Could you at least let us walk through the orphanage one time? Could you let us walk through the nursery sleeping room?" When the priest allowed them to do that, the rabbi began to sing the Shema. He began to sing, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." He sang it in Hebrew. Children woke from their cribs. They began to say, "Mama, Mama." They recognized the Hebrew. They recognized the Shema. It identified them as a people. And the rabbi said to the priest, "That is one of mine." That's one of mine. There was nothing the priest could do. He had to give those Jewish children back to their rightful place in the Jewish community. The Shema identified them. Is there a Shema for the people of God today? There is. In the book of Revelation of Jesus Christ, we, the Seventh-day Adventist Church community, find our Shema, our statement of faith. For Seventh-day Adventists, the three angels' messages are our Shema, our rallying point. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation, and kindred, and tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven, and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters. Revelation chapter 14, verse 6 through 7. But the Shema actually has three parts, three verses. The second part is found in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 13 through 21. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, and lest ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house, and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. The Seventh-day Adventist statement of faith also has a second part found in Revelation chapter 14, verse 8. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The third part of the Shema is found in Numbers chapter 15, verses 37 through 41. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, to be your God. I am the Lord your God. And of course, our Seventh-day Adventist statement of faith also has a third part, found in Revelation chapter 14, verses 9 through 12. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest, day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." Ellen G. White wrote in the Review and Herald, April 1, 1890, that the message of justification by faith is the third angel's message in verity. She wrote, "Several have written to me inquiring if the message of justification by faith is the third angel's message. And I have answered, it is the third angel's message in verity. Verity means established in truth. This message was to bring more prominently before the world the uplifted Savior, the sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. It presented justification through faith in the surety. It invited the people to receive the righteousness of Christ, which is made manifest in obedience to all the commandments of God. Many had lost sight of Jesus. They needed to have their eyes directed to his divine person, his merits, and his changeless love for the human family. All power is given into his hands, that he may dispense rich gifts unto men, imparting the priceless gift of his own righteousness to the helpless human agent. This is the message that God commanded to be given to the world. It is the third angel's message, which is to be proclaimed with a loud voice and attended with the outpouring of his Spirit in a large measure. The uplifted Savior is to appear in his efficacious work as the Lamb slain, sitting upon the throne, to dispense the priceless covenant blessings, the benefits he died to purchase for every soul who should believe on him. John could not express that love in words. It was too deep, too broad. He calls upon the human family to behold it. Christ is pleading for the church in the heavenly courts above, pleading for those for whom he paid the redemption price of his own lifeblood. Centuries, ages can never diminish the efficacy of this atoning sacrifice. The message of the gospel of his grace was to be given to the church in clear and distinct lines, that the world should no longer say that Seventh-day Adventists talk the law, but do not teach or believe Christ. From Mark 12, verse 28, we read, "But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, 'Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?' Jesus said to him, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.'" Jesus is quoting from the very next verse, following the first part of the Shema. We find it in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 5, starting in verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Verse 5. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. I am sure that the lawyer who asked the question recognized the Shema, just as did the Jewish babies in the Catholic orphanage following World War II. We should also be sure to recognize our Seventh-day Adventist statement of faith as well. For immediately following the three angels' message, we read in Revelation 14, verse 12, here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Amen.